If anyone's missing any marshmallows, Pecan Street is lined with them tonight. Grateful for your presence tonight. We have a good number in attendance here, a few visitors, and we're grateful for your presence as well. Tonight I want to speak to the subject of patience. Not the hospital ones, but the quality of character that we are admonished to develop in our lives. Most people would agree that patience is virtuous. In fact, we say often patience is a virtue. And yet, at the same time, many times we struggle to practice it. We have difficulty being patient people in times when we so desperately need to practice patience. And as with the other qualities of character that God requires of us, this one too is extremely important, not just for the quality of life that we live now, but for our eternal well-being. And I hope to tonight point out some of the passages and some of the reasons why this is so important to us. I think it best to start first by asking and attempting to answer the question, what exactly is patience? I would say it is, just looking at several different sources of definitions, that it is, of course, a quality of character, but it's the ability to endure without complaining or murmuring. It's the ability to wait and to hold out hope or response to see things to their end, to their fruition. So to endure without complaining or murmuring. And if we just kind of hit the pause button and did some reflecting on our own lives and our own lives' experience, we could probably identify a handful of occasions where that is exactly not what it has been for us. Circumstances have unfolded perhaps in our lives where we didn't have a lot of patience, and we were quick to murmur and we were quick to complain rather than allow things to go through to their end and to a point that would have satisfied us if we had been patient and had waitedly. It is a developed trait. It's not something that we're born with. And you can see it in children. You know, children seem to have an inclination toward impatience, and we have to teach them to wait and to be patient. So it's a developed trait. It's not something that we're born with, and it is a trait that keeps us from reacting too quickly, because reacting too quickly often equals acting wrongly. One person said, relative to patience, that patience is the ability to idle your motor when you feel like stripping your gears. And I think we can identify with that. There are times when that analogy holds true for us. Two incidents or two individuals in the Bible that I would put before our attention and consideration tonight that are highlighted because of the patience that they demonstrated. And you knowing the life scenarios or situations of both of these individuals, you can understand just on your knowledge the important role that patience played for them. And the first one is Job. Job was commended for his patience. James chapter 5, verses 7 through 11 gives a brief summary of that attribute of this man. Just listen to these words, or you can turn there and follow along. James chapter 5, verses 7 through 11. Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until he receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord was very compassionate and merciful. Just think about, let's just kind of skip over the hilltops in the life of Job. Think about the man of God that he was described as in our early introduction to him in God's Word. A man who feared God, a man who loved God, a man who served God faithfully. And yet, in his life, just the part he could see, all of a sudden, an enormous amount of adversity fell upon him. Now, you and I know exactly what happened and what was happening, because we're permitted to see the whole picture, but not Job. Job didn't understand about this conversation and this challenge that was taking place between God and Satan. And yet this man, with the limited view of his experience that he had, was very patient and waited. And if you just skip to the end of that, you know how that worked out for him. He was blessed immeasurably by God because he maintained his faith and faithfulness to God, yet he would not have done it without patience. I mean, we would have stripped a lot of gears when we face similar circumstances. We have to be very careful, because we might react and charge God foolishly, as Job did not, the Bible says. And so Job is the epitome of patience, or at least one example of patience for us. But there are numerous mentioned there in James chapter 5. The prophets of God. The farmer is pictured as one who has to exercise patience. He sows his seed, and yet he has to wait for the early and latter rain for those things to produce, and to produce in a way that would make provision for him. So we have Job and the others that are listed in James chapter 5. But what about Jesus as an example of patience? One who demonstrates for us what patience really looks like. A passage that immediately came to my mind was 1 Peter chapter 2. We've been studying in our class on Wednesday night. But listen again to these words from verses 19 through 24. For this is commendable, if because of conscience toward God one endures grief, suffering wrongly. For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in turn. You see the patience here. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, must live for righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. We sing sometimes, he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world. I believe he could have done that. But he chose rather to wait patiently on the plan of heaven to redeem our souls. I'm glad he did. I'm glad that Jesus endured what was laid before him, but it required patience. It required enduring a lot of adversity that was not favorable, but he was willing to do it because he understood the plan, and so he epitomizes, really, patience for us. What exactly is patience then? It's a quality of character. It may not be natural. It's a developed quality. But it's one that allows us to endure without murmuring and complaining. It prevents or limits our reacting too quickly and often wrongly. And there are numerous examples in the Word of God that demonstrate for us what patience looks like. We've noted a few tonight. Let's notice in the second place why we need to be patient people. Why is it so important? You might say, well, that's just not me. I'm not that kind of person. I'm quick, you know, I'm quick to respond, and I say what's on my mind and on my heart right at the moment. Well, the Bible cautions us against that. It warns us of the need to be patient, to have some restraint, to be long-suffering and wait for things to unfold. But why? Why is it so important for us to be patient people? Let me give you five reasons here. Not an exhaustive list, but what ones that seem especially important to me tonight. The first one is this: because the Bible tells me so. Now, that's good enough reason, right? And we sing as little kids, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. If the Bible says it, then that makes it important. And if the Bible requires of me patience, then if that were all that was said, that would be all I needed to know. The Bible said do it, so I must do it. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 14, Paul said, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all." Did you know that you and I, as members of the body of Christ, have required of us tonight the responsibility and the duty to be patient with all people? To be patient, to be long in enduring, to restrain ourselves, to not complain and murmur, not to be too quick, because when we're quick, we run the risk of being wrong. The Bible says, be patient with all people. And so that's my first reason why we need to be patient people, because the Bible tells me so. But here's another one, even more substantive than that. Why do we need to be patient people? Well, because we may not have the whole picture. I have at times been in situations, whether it was at a charity event or whether it was just watching a video of an artist on the internet, begin to draw or to paint, and you're thinking the whole time, what is he drawing? What is this painting? And the way that they often do it, they build the anticipation and the eagerness to know. And you're watching, and it doesn't look like anything. And then all of a sudden, the guy flips it over, and you see the picture there. The whole time, there was anticipation to understand what exactly is this. But there was the lack of knowledge of what it actually was, because the picture wasn't complete. The whole image was not available to you or me yet to see and to understand and appreciate. You know, life is like that sometimes. Things happen, and, you know, we may think, what good? How could anything good possibly come from this? This is all wrong. There's nothing good about it. This is going to be so destructive, and it's going to just create an enormous amount of misery. And it might do every one of those things. But oftentimes it's the case that on the other end, you can see benefit that has come from those situations and circumstances in our life experience. We need to be patient people because oftentimes we don't have the whole picture. We can't see the whole of it. I think of one passage in particular, still in Peter's writings, this time in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. Just listen to what Peter says here. "But also for this very reason, give all diligence. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, and in that is perseverance or patience. If these things are in you and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness. He's forgotten that he was cleansed of his old sins. It is possible for us to be short-sighted in things spiritual and in things that happen in our lives. And here, Peter says explicitly that a contributing factor to that kind of short-sightedness is the failure to develop these qualities of character in our lives. Among them is patience. The ability to endure things without complaining and murmuring. The ability to not react quickly, because when we react quickly, we're liable to act wrongly. The ability to demonstrate the patience and perseverance of a Job or Jesus or the prophets or others. To do the very thing the Bible tells me to do because it's necessary, because I don't always have the whole picture on the front end of a thing. And I need to wait patiently to see how it might unfold. So because we may not see the whole picture, there's another good reason why we need to be patient people. Here's a third. Because without it, we will miss some big opportunities. Just think about your own life. Whether maybe it was investing, maybe you were trying to be a good steward of the things that you had been blessed with. Or maybe it was a job opportunity to transition to new work. Or maybe it was to move, to relocate for the benefit of your family or something. I would expect that all of us can identify situations in our lives where we missed some big opportunities because we weren't patient and we reacted too quickly in those situations. Well, it's not surprising that the Bible would caution us to be patient so that we don't miss big opportunities. But here we're talking more about spiritual opportunities. Here are a couple of passages. Listen to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. Here the Hebrews writer says that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. You know who will be the people that end up inheriting eternal life? Do you know who they will be? They will be people who were able to exercise patience. That quality of character that keeps us from stripping our gears, that allows us to let our motors idle when they need to, when things are difficult or when things get challenging. People who will inherit the promise are people who practice patience. And without it, we'll miss some big opportunities. Here's another passage, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Essentially the same thing, right? We have need of endurance, or patience, perhaps your translation says. Because afterward, we'll inherit the promise. It's not going to happen overnight. We're going to have to be tested. And we're going to have to experience some things that we would not have chosen for ourselves. And yet all of those things give us an opportunity. They're opportunity for real hardship, yes. But they are also opportunities where God can help us develop a quality of Christian character that will help us inherit eternal life. Without it, we'll miss out on some big opportunities. I know that you know people in your life who you love and who are extremely important to you. We all have people like that that we are thinking of at this very moment who are right now on a course to miss out on the promises and the promise of eternal life because they don't have patience. They can't wait long enough to understand God's will and what His purpose is and how what He has said in the Bible tells me so, why that's so important to them and how it would affect their lives in a positive way. Here's another. We need to be patient people because fruitfulness is contingent upon it. We need to be fruit-bearing people. We're admonished to be fruitful. But we need patience in order to do that. I think of Luke chapter 8 and verse 15, where in describing the reception of the seed by the various soils. Verse 15 says, "But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, kept it and bear fruit with patience." We run into people all of the time. We're trying to expose them to the word of God. Like the sower, we're broadcasting the seed into the world and into their hearts. And many of them, it does not take root because they don't have the time for it. They don't have the patience to understand and to appreciate. But the one that is fruitful, the Bible says, is the one who will receive the seed and will keep it and bear fruit with patience. We need patience in order to be fruit bearers. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall, in due season, we shall reap if we do not faint," or if we do not lose heart. That's kind of the opposite of being patient. When people give up on patience, it's because they've lost heart. I want to be a fruit bearer, and I know you do too. That's all the more reason why we need to work very diligently at developing patience in our character. And here's the fifth and final one. Why do we need to be patient people? Because we'll not finish without patience. Will not finish. Romans chapter 15, 4 points us back in particular to the Old Testament writings and says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope." Just think about your Bible knowledge of all of the characters of times of old. From Abraham, one who had repeatedly to wait patiently upon God. "Leave your country, go to a land that I will show you." That had to be a frightening experience, to leave family, to leave everything that you had known and you were comfortable with, but to be patient on God and do exactly what He said. To be standing on a mountain with your son laid on an altar, and a knife raised above your head, ready to make that sacrifice that was called. But there was a man who exercised patience there, a man who took the time to process the promises that had been made to him and how they related to what he was being asked to do. And Abraham knew, if God requires me to do this, basically He must be going to raise this boy back from the dead because He's made a promise through it. You see, let your motor idle long enough to process things so you don't strip your gears and end up not finishing the race. Think about Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. "Therefore, we are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." They're numerous. If we'll take the time to read the Word of God and expose ourselves to their experience, the numerous examples of patience, "Wherefore we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Why do we need to be patient people? Well, lastly there, because we will not finish the race without it. All right, now to bring this, wrap this up and to make it very practical in a how do I do it kind of way, let's answer the question, how do we become patient people? Let me give you four reasons or four ways. How do I become patient? Number one, I need to love people. You know, most of our impatience is directly connected with people. We become impatient with people. It will go a long way in helping me become a patient person if I'll resolve to love people. In Genesis chapter 29 and verse 20, the Bible says of Jacob that he served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed only a few days to him because he loved her. In dealing with people, it helps to lose sight of the amount of time we have spent on them to the point that we become impatient with them if we'll love them. It seemed like just a few days to Jacob because he loved the person that he was working toward and for. Love people. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 14 is another passage that admonishes us again to be patient with all people. We're to love all people so that we can be. Here's the second reason. How do I become a patient person? Well, trust God. Not only do I need to love people, but I need to trust God. The psalmist said in Psalm 37 and verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. There are a lot of things that happen in this world that make the wicked man look like the man of favor. And we might scratch our head and say, how? Why? To what end do people who reject God deserve the opportunity to prosper the way that they do? Trust God. It will help us to be patient if we will trust that He knows what He's doing. Number three, learn to govern our instinctive reactions. Some are more instinctive than others. Some people do have some restraint. Others struggle. And so some of us have to work harder at this than others do, but we all must work at it. Learn to govern our instinctive reactions. The Proverbs writer said in 19 and verse 11, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. To be patient. We must learn to govern our instinctive reactions. And then finally, number four, how do I become a patient person? It would go a long way in helping me if I would resolve to discover joy in my trials. Trials are coming. We're going to have difficulties in life, and those are going to be occasions where we can strip our gears and we can quit. Or we fall out of the race. Or we suffer in a way that won't allow us to finish. We need to find a way to discover joy in those very difficult situations. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 records where James, you've heard this, you know this verse. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. You see, this is a quality of character that comes to us in some of the strangest ways. One way here is through our trials and through our difficulties in life. I've heard people say, I've prayed for patience. I wouldn't do that. Because of the way patience comes to us. Sometimes it comes to us through adversity and difficulty. Learn to discover joy in your trials. Here are some ways by which we can become patient people. Here are some reasons why we need to be just that in our lives. You and I cannot afford to disregard this matter. This is not a sermon. This is not a message that we can use our flipper and just flip it aside and say, I don't think I really need that. I don't think that's important. I'm telling you, it's important for all of us because it will determine whether or not we finish the race that we've set out to run. Luke chapter 21 and verse 19 says, by your patience, possess your souls. It's important that we become patient people. It's a rare quality, yet it's essential to our good health now and to the eternal health of our soul's well-being. And may God help us to understand the importance of this matter and to seek the perfection of it in our own lives. Tonight, as we bring this service to a close, we extend the Lord's invitation. Perhaps there's one here present who's never obeyed the gospel. Perhaps there's a child of God here who's wayward and out of duty and needs to restore themselves to a right and healthy relationship to the God who loves them so much. You can become a Christian through obedience to the gospel. Faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. Essential steps in the process of having your sins washed away, being added to the church, and becoming a Christian even tonight. We're going to sing a song to encourage. If you have a need that we can help you with, why don't you come as we stand and sing.